With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump creates a task force aimed at stopping anti-Christian bias in the United States.
Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, the president announced the task force, which will be led by Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government.
He faulted the Biden administration for engaging in an egregious pattern of targeting peaceful Christians while ignoring violent anti-Christian offenses. The president said his administration will not tolerate such conduct. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Justice Department appeals a ruling that paused President Trump's efforts to end birthright citizenship. Last month, the president signed an executive order to end that practice. Judges in Washington State and Maryland have blocked the order from taking effect. Now the Justice Department is appealing those judges' decisions. The case will now move to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Also at SRNnews.com, after years of controversy following sex abuse charges, Boy Scouts of America is changing its name.
President and CEO Roger Crone says it's time for a name change.
It really allows us to kind of rebrand and reset. It's kind of nice to have some things that are new and fresh.
The organization has been trying to move past claims filed by tens of thousands of mostly men who said they were abused as young scouts and the 2020 bankruptcy filing that followed. It began allowing gay youth in 2013, ended a blanket ban on gay adult leaders in 2015, welcomed girls in the Cub Scouts in 2018, and the flagship Boy Scout program in 2019. I'm Donna Warder.
Winter weather conditions impacting over 100 million people from Nebraska to Massachusetts with sleet, snow, and freezing rain. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, does God care about the Super Bowl?
That's what most Americans believe. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 87% of respondents say God is not concerned with which team wins the big game on Sunday. However, on the question of whether or not the Almighty decides who does win, 20% of adults say yes. Separately, only 5% of pastors say they will cancel Sunday night activities to accommodate the Super Bowl, though some will make adjustments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Bible verse will be removed from the entrance of a new jail in central Michigan after atheists said it was government endorsement of religion. Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God, was prominently displayed at the Isabella County Criminal Justice Center. The sheriff said he wanted to honor first responders and law enforcement, not promote religion. The anti-God Freedom from Religion Foundation had threatened to launch a lawsuit, as they've done nationwide. This is SRN News. Helicopters and airplanes are no longer allowed to share airspace over the Potomac River near busy Reagan Washington National Airport after that deadly January 29th mid-air collision that killed 67 people. Bernie Bennett has more.
The FAA said in a statement posted Tuesday that a temporary flying restriction of the swath of airspace over the river will be restricted for airplanes, with exceptions. Officials said if a medical, police, military, or presidential helicopter must fly in that space, civilian aircraft will not be allowed, quote, to prevent potential conflicts in this airspace. The agency said the restriction on planes and helicopters near the Washington area airport is effective until March 31st. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are trying to determine whether the Black Hawk involved in last week's collision was too high at the time of the crash, among other facts. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg talking trade policy at the White House. He made a visit to discuss how Meta can help the administration abroad. More at SRNnews.com.